Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we're looking at verses in the book of Zephaniah this month. And last time we looked at verses 4 through 5, where the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament reminds the children of Israel, and specifically of the tribe of Judah, why he was going to judge them. They had gotten themselves involved after following other gods. They had added God into their long list. And God is a jealous God. He's not one among many gods. He is the only God. And so their idolatry led them to captivity. We read in verse 17 of chapter 1 the following, "And I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath, but the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land." Now, specifically, this related to Israel and the judgment that God would pour out. But as you read chapters 2 and 3 of this book, he repeats the same thing again in relationship to the whole world. That he's going to do the very same thing. That he is going to cause a blindness to fall upon the minds and hearts of people all around this world. They're going to walk around as blind men. I can't imagine, how this is going to be received. But I do know this, that we see very much the same thing today. People are blinded by their sin. They're blinded by their ideology. They cannot think outside of that. And therefore, reason is thrown to the wind. And it's just whatever emotional feeling we have for the day, that's what we're going to live by. I want to tell you something. That makes us ripe for judgment. Not only does he say, "I will bring distress upon men that will cause them to walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord, but their blood shall be poured out as dust and their flesh as the dung, neither shall their silver nor their gold be able to deliver them." What does everyone think the answer to COVID-19 is? More government spending. This week especially, that phrase has been used over and over again. We got to do more government spending. We're at $27 trillion of debt. And we're going to add to that $2.2 trillion. And then they've got all kinds of other things that they want to implement in the future. And what are they doing? Their silver and gold will be the way that we'll make it out of all of this. But God says very clearly that money will not deliver you in the day of the Lord. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. That's the key. What is he jealous of? He wants your undivided worship. Isn't that why we're gathered here today? To worship the Lord. And so you and I have to understand and know that I've got to make sure that my worship today is undivided. Not thinking about, I can't go home and watch the football today because they had to cancel because of COVID. My favorite team's not going to be able to play. Or, I forgot to turn the food on in the oven. I guess we're going out to eat today. And we're thinking all those thoughts. Our mind is divided, is it not? Who should be the focus of our attention during this hour? Our blessed Lord. He deserves more than 1 hour a week. But in this hour, let's worship him because he's a jealous God. He wants your heart. He wants you to follow after him. And if you've got something else that's more important, he takes note of that. And so I want to encourage you today. God's not walking around with a big stick trying to whop everybody on the head. What he's doing is he wants you to respond in love to him because he first loved us. And that's all he's asking for. Respond to my love today.